When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined by Giulio Cesario, Chief Executive, and Giorgio Bonfanti, Chief Financial Officer of Director Plus. How are you doing, guys?
We are okay, thank you.
Excellent. No, it's great to have you on Vox for what I think is the first time. And you've had some numbers out recently, which we'll look at in a minute. Really, really strong numbers. But I think the best place to start is perhaps if you could introduce yourselves and Director Plus to our listeners.
Okay, I'm the founder, the co-founder of Direct. I founded the company 2015. I spent the entire working life in the graphite and graphene sector. 19 years with Union Carbide and 19 with Directa Plus. And I have on my name 72 granted patents as inventor or co-inventor. Giorgio, you can introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Giorgio Bonfanti. I'm the CFO of the company. And after some years in the M&A advisory, I've joined Directa Plus 2 years ago.
Okay. So it's a graphene based company, and you know, graphene was a material that sort of hit the scene, you know, probably about 15-20 years ago, with a lot of hope about what it could achieve. But Director Plus actually seems to be making it happen. You've actually commercialized graphene, and there's been some amazing progress, which we saw in the results. Perhaps you could talk us through the results and how it sort of demonstrates, you know, what you're doing, how you're succeeding commercializing this amazing technology.
Yes, you know, there was a joke at the beginning of graphene story in the Anglo-Saxon world, telling that graphene can go everywhere except exiting the lab. What we did is exactly the opposite. Since the beginning, we moved out of the lab. We started our production unit in 2014, and 2015 we were out with the first product in a kind of trial and error scenario that supported us in understanding the market and fine-tune the quality, the kind of the product, and it's in a certain way also moving in the direction that were aligned with the goal of the company in terms of verticals.
So perhaps you could talk us about the applications that you've targeted then for your product. Talk us about what your products actually are, what they do, and where you're targeting them. And then perhaps, Giorgio, you could sort of expand on how that's coming through in the numbers.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have, as you just said, we have always prioritized the launch of products on the market. We work on different verticals. We have two commercial advanced verticals, which are environmental remediation and textiles. In environmental remediation, we provide services in which we apply GraphiSolver, which is our technology, in order to perform decontamination services. In textiles, we have different technologies in which we apply our graphene to different fabrics, these for heat dissipation and antibacterial properties. And then we have other verticals that we call them ready-to-go products in the asphalts, composites, and rubbers, for example. And then we look also at new kind of applications with a longer run, like paints, plastic, cements, and batteries.
But it's important to stress the point that since 18 months, we decided to concentrate ourselves in the area where we are strong, so environmental and textile, without abandoning some of the other activity that was part of the real startup way of thinking.
So in the last period, where has the growth really come from? Where have been those strong verticals? And, you know, how is that translating into, you know, taking the company towards profitability?
Yes. Let me mention a few names. You know, in environmental, we have Liberty Galati, where we just signed, we were working since a while, a couple of years, but we signed a contract to transform oil mill scale into a valuable secondary resource. This is very significant, very important, as a major potential. Other area within the oil and gas activity with OMV Petrom, we started with a batch decontamination system to recover crude oil from cleaning of vessel and tanks. And now we move to a continuous system to decontaminate the produced water. This is another key resource. Produced water, you probably know, is the water injected underground to maximize the productivity of the oil fields. With regards to workwear, we started last year a very good and productive relationship with MC Armor. It's a Colombia company working on bulletproof vests. And we are offering them our planar thermal circuit, a way to control and dissipate the heat, especially inside the bulletproof. You can imagine it's not easy to keep one 10 hours a day. And it's working really, really well. And I just received from Colombia, let me show you the product. You can see the pattern inside of a tank top material. So with this company, we are moving and increasing drastically sales. As with our traditional customer, Grassi is the top company for workwear in Italy. We started on workwear with a suggestion of one of our UK investors, really at the beginning at the IPO, he suggested me target workwear because it's where you can demonstrate the properties of your material. We succeed. Giorgio can mention, you know, the increase in turnover we had with Grassi during last year.
Yes, because Grassi is one of our main customers in the textiles. And in 2023, we expect him by year end to almost double the orders compared to last year. So our technology is gaining traction on the market also because there is some recognition by the clients about the value that our technology is moving to the final applications.
It's quite interesting because Grassi started as a customer, now is a partner, is certifying in a certain way the validity of our technology and product. Via Grassi, we had the chance to talk with MC Armor. Via MC Armor, because of the defense, personal defense, we are opening a door with the USA market with the support of the Spectrum company.
Yeah, perhaps we could focus on that for a bit, because that sounds like an extremely significant opportunity there, the US defense sector. Perhaps you could talk in a bit more detail about what you're doing. Obviously the recently signed deal that you did there. Perhaps you could talk us through what's actually happening and where you see that opportunity taking you.
Yeah, let me tell first that we had this chance because of the support that we received from our new board member, General Wesley Clark. He opened us the door to talk with Spectrum. Spectrum is a consulting group that is talking with very large corporation and with startup, very professional former officer of the U.S. defense, that they first of all try to understand the quality, the kind of product. We had a kind of audit made by two former generals one month ago, here in our plant, and they were fascinated by our technology, our process, and the product, and they decide to open us the door to the Association of the U.S. Army annual meeting. And we will present there the textile properties and the graphisorber properties for textile for personal defense and graphisorber for all the area. And probably we will add also the asphalt for the military airport solution to increase the life of the piste and reduce the risk to see when there is very high temperature or very low temperature to see the creation of potential damages on the piste.
Mm. I mean, the US Defense Expo is well known for being a big spender. How do you anticipate this translating into numbers, into revenue growth?
No, this, let me be very pragmatic with you. We know that there is a big amount of money. We want to move one step after the other in a very humble way. The target is to sign small contracts at the beginning and not to target the big amount of money that is in the DARPA project or in other area. We want to offer the product for the basis in Europe, from some activity in US, but the idea is to start at a very low profile without targeting big contract or big number that they could arrive, but in 3, 4, 5 years. We want very short-term successes.
Yeah, and that seems to be the approach you've taken with Liberty Galatea. I mean, that's a big contract, but you know, I looking across the customer group, it's a much bigger company. So presumably that's the approach you take there. Get a foothold and then work to expand that deal.
Exactly, Liberty Galatea. There are some, let's say, geopolitical also opportunity. Our plant in Braila is 10, 15 kilometers far away from the Liberty Galatea plant. And we are both 10 kilometers far away from the Ukraine border. So in both cases, our company and Liberty Galatea, we could be together on the front line of a possible reconstruction of Ukraine that we hope will happen as soon as possible. But we decided to start slowly. We target just 50,000 tons of oil in scale. Despite in the Liberty Galatea group, the lamination is of 22.3 million tons. And if you consider that the oil in scale are 2.5% of the laminated steel, we are talking of 550,000 tons on the ground in the entire group on a yearly basis. Out of these, 70% is pure iron. So that means that 390 tons of iron could be utilized instead of metal scrap or iron ore. So this is a significant long-term cost reduction. We will start just with a small project in a well-defined plan.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. As you grow these contracts, as you grow the business, presumably that's helping you with scale. I noticed looking at the last results, this one for you, Georgie, I suspect, the improvement in sort of underlying profitability, the improvement in gross margin. Can you talk us through sort of the mechanism behind that? Because that's very encouraging to see.
Yes, because last year we suffered inflation trends on the market. Mm-hmm. Of course, we were hit by strong increase in costs across all the areas. So we promptly reacted in order to mitigate these impacts, mainly in four ways. The first one has been more strategic approach. We decided to prioritize contracts with higher returns compared to what we did in the past. In the past, we had the need to increase sales as much as possible to enter the markets. Now we are selecting only higher returns contracts. That's the first point. Second point is the fact that after the inflation trends, we also renegotiated some contracts, increasing prices. This was quite successful, which is encouraging because it means that clients are recognizing the value of our technology. Third point, we also disclosed that in the past, but we did a specific investments in our production line, a specific equipment, and we were able to drop our production costs by even 70% in a few months. And last point, we made a general expense plan optimization in order not to spend less, but to spend better, in order to prioritize the short-term returns. So all those actions together allowed us to have higher margins and a lower EBITDA loss compared to last period.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Seems to be working. You mentioned price increases, and you know that is an encouraging sign from where I sit, because as you say, I think it demonstrates A, the value you're delivering, but more importantly, perhaps that you are the only place where a lot of your customers can get this technology. I mean, patents. You mentioned Giulio. You have a lot of patents to your name, but perhaps talk about how patents are you know such a key part of the group, give you that sort of moat against competition.
Yes, you know, the patents, you know, at the beginning, as a startup, you have to file IP, no doubt. I did leveraging on my experience in Union Carbide, one IP, one trade secret. One. If you connect the dot just with the IP, it's very difficult to understand everything. We have nowadays 85 granted, 37 pending, 22 families. The first four families are on protecting the production process. The other are 18 on products and application. We started more than 1 year ago to look at the possibility to license. I have to admit that I was very, very close to sign the first contract. Then, with the support of Giorgio, we realized that was a mistake because we were generating a little bit of cash in, but losing a very, very high potential opportunity on the medium long-term future. So we are reanalyzing this opportunity. The goal for sure is to try to license some technology and production of products in the area where we are very strong. Probably will happen in the oil and gas first and something in the textile, and vice versa. We will keep the paint that was the area we were working on a little bit longer under our control, as well as what we know about battery material production.
Mm-hmm. But presumably, the manufacturing, the process behind that and the expertise you have there is a key part of the story, a key part of how you turn this into, you know, very, very successfully delivered contracts.
Yes, without any doubt, we have a unique manufacturing. To my knowledge, we are the only one producing graphene without any chemistry, but just with physics. We have a very high yield. Normally, we say 100%. 100% doesn't exist, but 97, 98, yes. So we transform all the natural graphite material into pristine graphene nanoplatelets. And we have something that is also unique. We are able to fine-tune the dimension of our nanoplatelet, the thickness and the XY. By changing thickness and XY, we are able to adapt our material to the different vertical. Very easy, very simple, because the name of the game of success technology is simplicity. It's simple, it's easy, it's fast, and it's low cost.
Mm. I mean, you know, it sounds like you've really got that down to a T, and the focus on, you know, those, as you say, those sort of core areas that are delivering higher returns makes a lot of sense. But it does sound like your technology has a huge number of applications. So you know, what can we expect, you know, as you develop, you know, the strength in the verticals that you're focusing on, where can you go beyond that?
No doubt that the goal is also to break even as fast as possible, so leveraging on asphalt and asphalt, textile, and environmental. Asphalt probably is the last one, but is moving in the proper direction. The next area, without any doubt, are paints and batteries. This is where a lot of money will arrive. There are some other, you know, medical, pharmaceutical opportunity in a very long-term future. The goal is really to put the company in a position solid from a financial point of view, and with the possibility to go back to the market just only in case we discover very interesting and high potential projects, because the market is growing very fast. Okay? So we want to be ready to capture opportunities as fast as possible.
Yeah, makes sense. And Giorgio, I guess it's your job to kind of temper that excitement, all the things you could do with what actually makes financial sense.
Yes, I mean, very exciting for the company, for all the stakeholders, and for myself. So we have very high potential for growing very fast and good perspective for everything.
But also very strong financial discipline as well to make sure.
And for sure will be some financial discipline, and that's why I'm here. But we look with great attention to also growth potential. We are looking at some high growth projects with short-term returns. First of all, we are looking at increasing our business in the environmental remediation services in Romania. As we said, we have a successful business case. SECAR, our subsidiary, which is providing the services, is capturing large contracts as the Liberty one, as OMV. So we need to keep growing in this area in order to create a successful business case and can deploy it and scale it up all over the world. So that's the first project. And then we are looking also at other geographical areas, as we have discussed before, so the US market, but also South Asian market. So those are the main short-term goals that we have in our pipeline.
And I guess to sum everything up, I mean, you're in the sweet spot of what is another major trend, which is the increased focus on environmental protection and ESG. So, I mean, I guess that's a, you know, it's sort of natural in respect of what you do, but it gives you a significant advantage as in terms of attracting capital and interest these days.
Yes.
I mean, we also have qualified for the Green Economy Mark, which is provided by the London Stock Exchange. This is for companies that are making a positive impact on the environment. And it is proven that more than 70% of our turnover has a positive impact on the environment. So that's also a good signal for the investors.
Indeed. Fantastic stuff. Now, as I said, once again, congratulations on developing such amazing technology and turning that into commercial success. Giulio and Giorgio, it's been wonderful speaking to you.
Nice talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.